Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention talking with country music singer Steve Azar. And Steve, we just witnessed a Farm American donation of $10,000 to the FFA Alumni Association. And something that's really going to help as far as advancing the message of FFA. And what are some things that you've been involved in as far as also advancing FFA in agriculture?
Well, you know, it sort of started in South Dakota. Well, it did start in South Dakota. I was asked to write a song. And I wrote The American Farmer. And it was a blessing to do. I'd moved back to Mississippi, so I was extremely inspired by growing up and all my friends who said they would never farm like their dads and their grandfathers and so on. And they all went to college, and they went in the real world for 3 years and came back to their real world. And they're all farming again, and they love it, you know, and they're teaching their kids. And American Farmer, to me, the song, and Farm American, represents what's important is, you know, we need to think about where we're, you know, the food that we consume, where it's made and grown, and it needs to be homegrown. I have a lot of friends that do research for different, for like the catfish industry, et cetera, and we're starting to lose our battles overseas by other products that are coming in that play by different rules, you know, giving up home field advantage a little bit. So I think it's important that we remember that if it says it's from America and American grown, it's always good and a better thing for us to put that in our bodies. I just think it's, you know, and support what made our country. It's America in its purest form. You know, the American farmer represents everything that's good.
And so how do you think both the song American Farmer and the company Farm American can really work together to promote the advancement of FFA?
Well, the song sort of holds the American Farm. When I wrote it, I thought about my friends' parents, their dads, you know, how hard they worked, the gamble. We didn't understand what they were going through as kids. We just thought everything was fine. But as you get older, you see, you have the same worries in your own livelihood, and you have families to take care of, and life changes, you know. And so the song sort of holds them on a pedestal, talks about their life and what they go through and the gamble it takes. Sort of made him a superhero, you know. You know, everything without a song without a cape, you know. And Farm American is that. It was a vision of a man that saw furniture row racing team, saw furniture being made more in China than ever or overseas. And he said, this cannot happen to the farmers. It can't happen to the food production in America. And he's taken it on himself. And brought a big team of people aboard that's preaching the gospel of that. And I think the more we can talk about Farm American, the value and the importance, then the better.
And Steve, let's talk about you personally, because you were not an FFA member in high school, correct?
No, we didn't have the FFA. I was a Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I was in the CYO. I was in the Key Club. I was in all the other clubs you had. 4-H is a big deal down there. I know that there's a competitive. But no. A lot of my friends were doing all that, but you know, I didn't grow up on a farm, but I dated a girl for a lot of years whose, you know, dad is salt of the earth. He's still farming. So the Mississippi Delta agriculture is a big deal. Mississippi State's obviously up the road, just east of us, and it's a big agricultural school, and our economy lives and dies and breathes by how the farms are doing.
So is that really what got you interested in maybe helping out FFA and really trying to advance your organization?
I'm too close to all these guys growing up. We played ball together. We grew up together and had shared great experiences, and I'm watching what they're going through. And their kids, I feel like they're a lot like our own, you know. So they work hard, and they have good years, and they have bad years, and they have okay years. I know in South Dakota y'all had a heck of a struggle this year with the drought. In Greenville, where I grew up last year, we had the floods. It was a bad year, and this year they had a good year. So it's ever continuing, you know. And then you have a great crop, and then you got to deal with the economy, the economics of it all, and when to sell and when to gamble. And I mean, it never ends. Mm-hmm. It's an incredibly courageous field to be in. And as you get older, and have kids, and you're in your own field and gamble, you realize that yours is nothing compared to that. Mm-hmm.
And so where do you see your relationship with FFA, with Farm American, with agriculture in general? Where do you see that going?
Well, I mean, I think that we can constantly, you know, we were able to raise $10,000 for the FFA in South Dakota. I think the American Farmer, I think that it is the farmer song. And so, you know, I think that I could see becoming you know, in a in sort of a spokesperson way, I understand the heart of a farmer. Like I said, my dear friends farm or farm consultants, they're researchers, you know, for the catfish industry.
Yeah.
I understand what they go through. I listen to them, and I feel their joys, and I feel their pains, you know. And so I've been given the gift of being able to put it to music and write songs. That's a powerful format to be able to sing and write about things, you know. And when you've had hits like I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday and Waiting on Joe and Sunshine, and you know, I've had people like Reba record my songs and stuff, it gives me a platform to be able to tell the story. So I think that in song and spirit, I think that I could be a great vehicle for you know, preaching the gospel of Farm America.
That's Steve Azar, country music singer with Farm American. At the 85th National FFA Convention, I'm Spencer Chase.